This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Hey, we haven't talked inflation in a couple of days, about which, to be clear, there still isn't a whole lot on a sustained basis. That sustained thing is important. But we are starting to see some price increases on the input side of the price equation, construction in particular. Sabri told us earlier this week about lumber and why it's so expensive. Today, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on sharply rising prices for all kinds of raw materials in the construction trades.
It's not just lumber, up 200% year over year, says economist Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders.
Just about all input prices are rising right now in the construction industry.
Diesel's up 80%, milled copper and brass up 44%.
It's all the literally nuts and bolts. We're hearing about delays or shortages or price increases from gypsum that goes into drywall, steel brackets to help lay down the concrete foundations for homes.
What's driving all this?
Stressed supply chains, particularly at the global level, and just the very hot housing market that desperately needs additional supply.
Rising costs could hamper the recovery for commercial contractors and their clients, developers and government agencies that order up new buildings, says Chris Lingiza at construction management software firm Procore.
Does this make financial sense anymore for me to do this project? Maybe I need to scale it back. Maybe I need to not do it at all.
Builders of homes generally shift higher construction costs onto buyers. Lumber inflation alone has added $24,000 to the price of a new home. Lawrence Yoon is with the National Association of Realtors.
The affordability hurt will be with the first-time buyers, where they have to save up for down payment from their paycheck,
which buys less and less house every month. The median price of an existing home just topped $329,000, the highest ever. A new home will set you back about $20,000 more. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.